Hey, what's up? What's up? Let's stand on some couches. Hold on, wait. Hey, Spang, look. What's up, Spang? I'm ready, baby.
Usually when you shirt off standing on something, you don't remember that night.
Right.
So I appreciate the fact that you were still locked in.
No, I still remember. I still remember. You know the funniest thing?
You can know the joke's over. You can go back. He got comfortable. He put the hat on. So what are we doing next? That. That's
you gotta
the
air the BTS.
Stuff.
Yeah, you gotta air the BTS. Come on.
And niggas with waves will be players to the day that they die. Spang don't go settle down until he start losing his hair. But as long as he got a strong hairline, this nigga is for the streets.
You got a point.
You got a point.
I love that you just embrace him. Like, the bitches.
Yeah, we outside. The bitches, the bitches. I was married for 8 years. I was locked down. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm divorced now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let's see the top.
Oh, he good.
I'm still good. I'm good up there.
The waves.
I'm straight.
That's lit.
We're the Philly nigga, man.
The salt and pepper weights. That's lit.
I diet from time to time. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Do you wish you had
get
the
get to 25 or 26?
The traditional Philly beard?
I do. I tried. It won't grow. Yeah.
I think, I don't know how you would look with the full beard. I think this is more of, I only see you like this, but like this is, the clean look for you is more your style, I feel like.
I appreciate that.
Because you ain't one of the tall niggas that only wear sweats. You be putting that shit on sometimes,
yeah,
I tell you.
Yeah, you got
them
to.
Tall niggas that only wear sweats, that beard just goes for them, kind of lumberjack. But you a nigga that be trying to put that shit on.
I do.
You know what I mean?
Today I came in with my Eagles uniform because, I wanted to glow. Yeah.
I like how you call it uniform.
Yeah,
not,
uniform.
It's not a jersey.
It's not a jersey. It's uniform.
Really only a uniform if you're actually a part of the team.
I'm a part of the team. It's my uniform.
It's a uniform if you're front office.
Yeah, come on, man. Talk to me.
You're part of the team.
I'm the reason why Saquon Barkley came to Philadelphia, man.
Oh, you're the reason why?
I'm the reason. Not the contract. Okay. No.
You were like, hey, come here.
I said, hey, you got to come, bro. I seen him out. I said, what are you doing in New York? You might as well just come to Philly. Come on. He said, you know what? I'm going to think about it. And actually, he was there. So, I'll take it, Philadelphia. I'll take it.
That's crazy.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm to hear more.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And this is another episode of Damn Internet. You're scary.
Hey.
Got a very special guest in the house, ladies and gentlemen. Very funny guy, man. You might have seen him on a lot of different comedy specials, a lot of different comedy tours. You might have seen him Straight From The Heart podcast. He has a
they
brand new
that.
Podcast.
They canceled that.
I said might have seen him on.
Hey, man.
It was canceled that.
Yeah, we got fired by our own friend. That's crazy. Our own friend fired us. That's crazy.
Wait, we gotta get into it.
What you mean?
We gotta get.
I wanted to. We can't get
wait,
into that.
Yeah, wait. We're gonna pause the rest of the accolades. Yeah. How did your old friend fire you? You wanna get into this?
Yeah, so, they was like, we're taking a break. We said, okay, cool. Usually we take a break every season and work on a contract. I said, this break has been about 2 months. This is a long break. It usually take about 2-3 weeks. What's going on? So I'm like, what's going on? Yeah, man, we're gonna let it go. He didn't even call us, though. He had people over at Heartbeat. Kev didn't make the phone call. He had people over at Heartbeat call us and said, yeah, man, we're not going to go along with the Straight From The Heart no more. I said, damn.
It was downhill when Kev stopped coming to the episode.
For sure.
When
for
Kev
sure,
was like, sure. I'll be there next week.
I think Kev saw it and he didn't want to tell us, but he said, you know what? I want to give y'all your own thing.
Yeah, I want to give a check.
Yeah. So go ahead and do that.
I want to make sure you niggas eat, but right. y'all gotta figure this out.
Yeah. We should have brought another celebrity on. That's what we should have did.
We should have replaced him.
Yeah, we should have replaced him. That's what we should have did. We should have called Cat Williams.
We'd have called Cat Williams.
Damn, that probably, yeah.
Yeah, that would have been, then it would have started some shit, though.
Yeah, Cat would have like, fuck no.
Cat would have been like, don't you niggas go on tour with me? You could smoke on my tour.
Yeah,
you can't smoke on his tour?
You got to leave the building, though, but you can smoke. You got to leave the building, though. Yeah, ain't no green room. But shout out to the rappers.
Kev make niggas work out on the comedy tour.
Yeah, on his tour. You got to get up in the morning, 6 a.m.
You have to?
I don't know.
I'm just talking shit. You leave the club 3 a.m., you see him walking down. What you doing, bro? You know what you doing. That's the problem. I'm rich, you not, but look what you doing. You right. You're right, Kev. I'm going to go ahead and lay it down. I'll be there around 10 a.m. You know what I mean? What's the difference of working out at 6 a.m. and 10 a.m.? It's no different.
If you get it in before noon, that's a good time.
That's what I look at.
I like to get an earlier workout in because I feel like by 10 a.m., if I've already done my walk or my jog or my workout.
Yeah.
By 10 a.m., like, I'm like ready to tackle the world.
Okay.
By noon, like I've already got so much done that I've earned my 2 p.m. now.
Yeah.
Is he working out and then doing other stuff or going back to sleep?
No. He's doing other stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, he's making calls. He's doing all even when he's working out, he's on the phone making calls. It's like, bro, we waiting on you. Come on, man. So it's a lot. It's a lot with the little guy.
But you get to wake up at 10 and work out.
Yeah, I can wake up. Well, I don't work out.
I was just like, you work out?
Nah, I don't.
But you was on it. Last time I was on rest in peace, the show.
Yeah, yeah.
You were talking about how you was losing weight. You had stopped drinking for a while. You was trying to get ready for your birthday.
Yep, I was.
And then the birthday got here, and you went crazy.
Yeah.
It's pictures of you in the club with no shirt on, which is wild.
Yeah.
In the club with no shirt on.
Yeah.
Comedy club or club?
No,
club.
We was at Mykonos. We went to Mykonos.
Yeah. Okay. You standing on the couches?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He niggered it up.
You remember that night?
I remember.
Okay.
Yeah.
Barely.
Saturday. My birthday is Saturday. Oh, I'm sorry. My birthday is April 12th. We're on radio. We're on a podcast, so I don't know when it's going to air. So my birthday is April 12th, okay?
It's going to air after your birthday, and that's probably for the best. Okay. You won't have niggas trying to come up.
Spade! What's up? Let's stand on some couches. Hold on, wait. Hey, Spade, look. What's up, Spade? I'm ready, baby.
Usually when you shirt off standing on something, you don't remember that night.
Right.
So I appreciate the fact that you were still locked in.
I still remember. You know the funniest thing?
You can know the joke's over. You can go back. He got comfortable. He put the hat on. So what are we doing next? That. Covering that.
This is what they call sitting into your joke. Like you standing in on it. Yeah, you standing in. Okay.
I got settle you. In, baby. Yeah, yeah. I commit to the bit.
I got you.
You know what I mean?
I got you. Well, it was a funny spot. We was in Mykonos at one spot, and the guy kept saying, "Hey, man, you got to put your shirt on." So, I'm like, all right, whatever, man. I look across and see Kevin got his shirt on. I'm like, "Oh no, I'm gonna go next to Kev. I know he ain't gonna come and tell Kev. He can't be in here with his shirt on." Went right next to Kev. The security came over. He's like, "Yeah, that's how you win, baby. That's how you win."
Why did Kev have his shirt off?
Huh?
Why did Kev have his shirt off?
Hey, man, he said he work out, so he said he was gonna have his shirt off all week. You know what
Let me tell you something.
Yeah,
I feel that.
Yeah,
like I haven't got it toned up yet. Yeah. I've lost almost 60 since the end of September.
Oh,
when I get the just a little, it ain't got to be full abs, but like just you see that outside and then like a little curve.
It's a little curve and you good.
Nigga, I can't wait to go to church and shit on these niggas.
Church? Hold on. What? You taking your shirt off in church?
Why the fuck not?
Come as you can.
Hey man, bless me with the oil. I want it on my chest, my boy.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? They be hitting people on the forehead. Nah, right. Put it on my heart.
Put
my
on my heart.
You know what I'm saying? Give me that. Give me that blood of that Christ.
That is crazy.
Why would you not stun at church?
Why would you take your shirt
off
at church?
All of my blessings come from the Lord. Why would I not stun with all the things he's blessed me with at the house of the Lord?
But Pat, you don't want to hear close the doors with his shirt off. You don't want to hear that.
Close the doors.
You don't want to hear that.
Ushers, close the doors.
That means completely different.
Yeah, that means something different.
Ushers locked the doors.
We went from church to a Diddy party. What's going on?
Ushers locked the doors.
Did I go too far? I'm sorry. Did I go too far?
Nah, you went far enough. Just far enough.
This is why Kev ended the last show, right?
This is probably so.
This is it.
We kept calling him PC.
Who?
Yeah.
Y'all kept calling
Kev. Kev, because he's so politically correct.
Oh, what? Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I thought you were talking about preacher child, but no. They would be
political. Right.
Also, you can catch his new podcast, Underground Lounge, man.
She just corrected you. What was it?
It's PK. Yeah. That would be PK.
I know that's PK, but he said PC, so I was just going off the seat.
Okay.
But I know it's PK. I know it's PK. I do know people at home that's PK. Kev calls himself a PK.
Yeah.
Got a lot of PK friends. Mm-hmm. I was playing out the PC. But you're right.
There you go.
Also, catch this new show, Underground Lounge. Ladies and gentlemen, we got Mr. Spank Horton in the building. We do a freestyle every show. It's different. Only thing we try to do is rhyme. Damn it and that you scary with something. So that's just one bar. Like, got a bad bitch named Mary. Damn it and that you scary.
Mm-hmm.
Or... I got a dead homie named Larry. Damn it, and that you scared. At some point, it's very low stakes. It is not good.
Mm-hmm.
Pat starts it off, and then he's gonna pass it to you after a couple bars, and you just get one or two.
So what's the line again? Damn it, the internet scary.
The name of
damn it, that you scary.
Yeah, just the name of the show. Damn it, and that you scary, and rhyme that with something. Got a bad bitch named Mary.
Okay.
Uncle allergic to dairy.
Yeah.
Love. Fruit salads, especially
scary,
with cherries.
Dairy,
yeah,
hairy,
anything like that.
Gary, Jerry.
Okay. And last episode, we did I did a theme song and broke that down to a trap song. This episode, I'm thinking I'm gonna do a video game. I think I'm gonna do Mario Brothers. And I'm gonna make a trap Mario Brothers.
Mario Bros. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Let's go. Here we go. Ba 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 ba.
You watching another episode of Damn. Damn in the net, you scary look. Hey, like a running back, I'm about to carry. You're now watching damn in the net, you scary. I'ma take your jewelry like Smeagol. Our guest got a uniform from the Eagles. Hey, 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 look. I'm trying to catch the beat. Look. Thanks. Came through like Tom Hanks. We got a guest today, and his name is Spank. What you got?
Yeah. That is a hard beat to catch.
This beat is chaotic.
It is a hard beat to catch. You're right.
Okay, I'll switch it up. I'll switch it up. Yeah, still stay in Mario Brothers. But it'll be easy.
Turn my mic up.
Yeah.
Huh? That's what the rappers do, right? Turn me up.
Turn me up. Turn on my snare.
Whoa. Here we go. What? I used to shop out of Spiegel. Now I'm loving my Eagles. Yeah. But I love blueberries. Why? This damn internet is scary.
Hey, okay.
That's all I had.
That first Mario B was all over the place. I was trying to stay too true to the original song. I should have edited it. That was my bad.
Yeah, that was tough.
When I hit that da 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 da, he was just like, I just gotta wait till this circles around.
So how did I know you was going to that beat though? No, I just knew it.
You know, we go down that thing. That's the next thing. That shit to go hard though. Give me a little minute. I'll get that shit together.
No, that was a good one. Yeah, I used to shop at Spiegel. I was showing my age.
What is Spiegel?
It was like a Macy's catalog. I used to shop clothes and stuff like that.
Spiegel?
Yeah, it was Spiegel.
Is that what? Is that East Coast?
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Yeah. Spiegel.
Shout out to Spiegel, yeah. I used to get my, not the polos. It was the other one. What was the other one? It was Chaps. I used to get the Chaps out of Spiegel.
Brandon Lewis there. Could have had a polo shirt.
Uh-huh.
How did that, oh, this is probably a stupid-ass question. Mm-hmm. How did that work, shopping from a magazine? You called the number?
Yeah, I think you, what's it called? Yeah, you called the number. You put whatever number that was like under the
It was a, it was an item form.
Yeah. Were you talking to a person or was it automated?
You talk to a person.
And you gave them your credit card info and stuff?
I think so. I think that's how my mom always did it. I never did it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I remember Eddie Bauer.
Yeah, you would mail it off. Yep.
I just realized I never ordered off of a magazine.
Yeah.
Only thing I ordered off a magazine was, goddamn me, Columbia Music House.
The records.
Yeah. Like 12 albums for like 10 cents. Like 99 cents or something like that. You had to write in the 8-digit associated with the CD and then mail that in.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
One penny to get them right. And then
I got my credit score negative when I was old enough because I ain't got so much shit for it. Because niggas give you the buy 12 albums for 99 cents. Mm-hmm. And then in real small font, it was like after you must fulfill 10 albums at regular price. Regular price, like $39.99 for a record.
Oh, so they were charging you after?
What? Yeah. It was part of the commitment.
It was like a monthly thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a subscription, basically.
Mm-hmm. Damn. Wow. Getting that bitch, boy.
When I went to Brazil, they got like, it's not a magazine, it's like a website that you can like buy the women. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah,
like Backpage?
It's like Backpage.
Where do you get the magazine?
It's a website. Well, when you land, the people talk to you. They talk to you. Like, hey,
let me tell you
need some help with the ladies.
Brazil?
You got to stop. Huh? You got to stop going places and talking to people.
Okay. I wasn't talking to them. They was talking to me.
Did you order one?
I ordered a few. Yeah, I did.
You got to stop talking. You got to stop talking in front of microphones about those type of things.
What's wrong? Hmm? It's not illegal
over there. He did it.
It's not illegal. Now, if you do it here, you're going to jail, buddy.
unless you're in Vegas.
If you're in Vegas, you good.
When you order, do you call them by the number like the magazines or do you say their names?
You say their names. Yeah. Their name be right there. Matter of fact, let me see if I can find one. So I can show y'all.
Like Stacy.
No, it's regular names. Regular names. Mm. What's your real name?
Like my name?
Yeah.
Christina.
It was Christina. Curly hair. Hippie girl. You know what I'm saying? You put all that.
It has like a personality breakdown.
No personality breakdown, everything. I gotta find this. How can I find this? They got pictures of her and everything. They got some good pictures. Let me see if I can find this.
I mean, Brazil ain't a joke when it comes to how
Brazil,
beautiful the women are.
Oh yeah, facts, man. But what would keep me from there is the fact that they really be out there kidnapping grown-ups.
For
on the regular.
We kidnapping people out there?
Nice. I had some good security.
Yeah,
I like 6'5".
Yeah, that's true. They don't want. Right. Well, here's the thing: he would be hard to kidnap, but he'd be with people that's kidnappable.
Right. We gotta get this guy. We gotta figure it out.
He's worth the lie. He's worth the lie. They kidnappable. The tall one? No, not that nigga.
The ones around them. We gotta get those.
Yeah. They would have to get a tractor trailer to kidnap Spain. Cars are small over Brazil.
But it's crazy though, like they are actually like professional too. Like they're teachers, and then at night they
sell
their
really?
Body. Yes, because they're not making that much money over there.
Were they cool?
Shit.
That was cool as hell. I'm like, damn, that's crazy. You need to come to the States, but it's hard for them to leave and stay.
It's expensive.
Yeah. Well, no, their country, they can't leave for too long or something like that. I can't remember what she was telling me. They got to, like, even if you live there and you get rich and you can't just leave.
Really?
Yeah. It's like, no, you got to get some of that money to stay here. Yeah, because I guess the country is not.
Mean, like, actually can't.
Yeah.
Like, but somebody can leave at the airport.
Yeah. Now, you can leave for, like, 3-4 months, somebody, but
you
got to
come back.
You got to come back. That's it.
Will somebody go over there and get them?
What if they get married? Like, what if they leave and they get married?
Maybe they can get away if they get married.
I would imagine they probably still have to
pay. That's how a lot of people in Africa be doing.
Yeah.
You ever get those emails? Like, yo, send pictures. Don't just tell me how much money go give me. Send pictures. Let me see what she look like, because I might think about it.
How do people have this much access to you when they send you
know.
Emails?
I don't know. I get emails, though. Y'all ain't never get an email about, hey, if you marry this so-and-so, I'll give you $1 million. Y'all ain't never get no emails like that?
No.
Bride order?
Yeah, I think it's some bullshit. I don't think it's real, though. I think it's a scam, but that's I definitely got one of them. Hold on, let me see.
They are already into some shady shit if they're offering you a wife for money.
Yeah.
That's like Danny Plum when he said he met his dad for the first time on Facebook.
That was a crazy story. That was a really crazy story.
Danny got stories for days.
Damn. I didn't know Brazil was, that's nuts. South America is a wild place.
Yeah. I had a good time though. Shouts out.
How long were you there?
About 6 days.
Oh, that's enough.
Yeah, that was enough.
And you said you don't like Hawaii that much. Well, yeah. No, you just had the locals.
You just can't.
You got to take somebody.
You got to take somebody with you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't find too many locals. Yeah.
Is that like a Hawaii thing? Is that a you thing?
I think it was a Hawaii thing, to be honest with you, because I was with a couple friends and they said the same thing. Like, yeah, we got to bring some work with us. Yeah. It's one of them cities you got to bring the work with.
Is it too wholesome?
It is a very family oriented.
I guess you could say that too. Yeah. You could say that too. That's in a nice way. Yeah.
We got this first story right here. This is great right here.
Hey, what up? It's going to hear more, and I want to let you know that this episode of DIYS is sponsored in part by BetterHelp. Now, we've talked about BetterHelp a lot, but I still feel like some people are kind of hesitant because you hear therapy and you immediately think of the cost associated with it. And you're not wrong, okay? Traditional in-person therapy can cost anywhere from $100 to $250 per session, which, let's be real, adds up fast. And with today's economy and how things are looking, we don't know how many $100 to $250 we can add up. Am I right? I completely understand that, all right? But with BetterHelp online therapy, you can save on average up to 50% per session. See, with BetterHelp, you pay one flat fee for weekly services, so it saves you on time and the cost. And therapy should feel accessible. It shouldn't seem like something that is reserved just for the wealthy, just for the well-off. No, it is for everyone, and you deserve it, especially if you're going through what most people are going through right now, which is just the uncertainty of everything that's going on. It's making me question decisions I made since kindergarten. So if I'm feeling it with everything I got going on, I know other people are feeling it too. So listen, if you've ever thought about doing therapy, now is the time. All right. With over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 5 million people. That's a lot of people. That is a lot of people. And you could be one of those people, all right? I was one of those people. I was nervous about how much therapy was going to cost. I was nervous about how long it would take. I love the fact with BetterHelp, you can switch therapists at any time at no additional cost to you. That's one of the things I love the most, because therapy is a friendship. Well, not a friendship. It's a relationship between you and your therapist. So you have to be on good terms. You have to feel open with that person. You have to feel like you can be vulnerable at some point. The first therapist did not work out for me with BetterHelp. But on the second one, knocked it out the park. So listen, man, get what you need. And if you've ever thought about checking out therapy, now is the time. So visit BetterHelp.com/DIYS to get 10% off your first month. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/DIYS.
And this man draws a self-portrait of himself on, what self-portrait is kind of implies that, on various drugs, though. This is Brian Lewis Saunders, an American artist, conducted an experiment where he created self-portraits while under the influence of various drugs.
Oh, wow.
Starting in 1995, he aimed to produce a new self-portrait every day as a part of this process.
Damn.
He took different substances to observe the effects on his perception and artistic expression. So
about 12 of these pictures.
Yeah.
He did them day after day. Wouldn't you still be feeling the effects of the last drug?
That's what I would think. That's what I would think.
You got to take a little break. That's why they get more and more intense.
Yeah. Sheesh. And if you're still high, like you try something else, if it's still in you, whatever the new drug is might not even hit the same because...
Hey, what's that first one?
I was about to say, oxide?
That shit looked like it feel great. Yeah, I need that.
In the dentist office.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I need that.
I don't like how he did his eyelids. They look sewed shut. But he looks like, it's really the resting on the shoulder.
Yeah, he looks comfortable.
The cocaine, 0.5 grams of cocaine.
Awful.
It like they had showed like how spiders respond to cocaine, and their web looked like this. Oh, it was either cocaine or LSD.
Is there a nigga jet skiing in the back?
Right.
Why is there a background character?
Let's get back to Tahir, and he said he saw something with spiders was taking cocaine. Where did y'all see this at?
It was just like this, like one of those.
Oh, yeah, I was on the internet. Okay.
Hell of a party.
Yeah, god damn, shit. This is looking at the spiders.
This one right here. We got spiders on LSD.
Nigga partying in the corner of a dark room.
Right here.
Oh, shit.
Cocaine is a wild one because it looked like he almost has a mask on up top, too.
Mm-hmm.
Marijuana is kind of what you expect with the marijuana.
He looked too strung out, though. I was like, chill out. That looks like that looked like there's some leftover cocaine in it.
It was a spliff. It was definitely a spliff right there. The alcohol.
He just threw up
on
that.
That one kind of feels like that. That one kind of looks like LSD.
Yeah.
And I was looking for him, but I feel like the outline is in the back. You kind of see the teeth.
Yeah.
I
see
like
what you're saying.
On the left hand side. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right there.
Yeah, yeah.
He's looking to the left.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. This is supposed to be self portraits,
right? Yeah. Dosage unknown, so he
must have
been
black. He was fucked up. He didn't even make himself. He forgot to make himself.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's just
you see the little outline. You see it a little bit.
That don't count.
It's a side profile. It's a side profile.
Look on the bottom. It's the railing of a bed or something.
Oh,
hey, he did it from the bed. He just saw what he
that's a landscape.
Okay, the bath salts is crazy.
Yeah, never take baths.
I'm never taking that.
I don't even want to feel like that.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Oh, the Valium. He actually had to go to the hospital for.
Hey, I'm on that though. What did I say? Valium. What is that today?
Abuterol. That's an inhaler.
Nigga, that was from the bath salts. His mistake was doing these day after day.
He had to go to the hospital on the Valium.
Yo, this is hilarious.
Vicodin is wild, too.
I think that would feel
It's like
nice.
His body got twisted.
That feels... But he's like
okay.
A,
I see
he's
his
like
legs
a frog.
Now.
Yeah. He's like a frog.
But I was going crab.
I mean, that looks like it kind of feels good.
King crab legs. Okay.
It looks like he got legs for fingers, too. Or like where his arms are is like another body.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like damn near.
That looks
that was
kind of
creepy, but it's a dope photo. That's like
Hash
I like that
looks the best so far.
Yeah, shout out to Hash.
I don't know what that is though.
Yeah,
it's from weed.
Yeah, I was ready to say yeah.
Is it the like earwax? Oh, kind of like the powder on the bottom of a grinder.
Like shake.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not shake. It's a little bit different.
It's like the strongest part of the weed.
It can get really strong because they'll like wipe it off, and it can get almost waxed.
And that's what they roll joints in, right?
Sometimes.
Like the
be on the outside of it. Yeah.
Oh,
that's the hash. Yep.
Celexa, okay. I've never even heard of that drug. See, white people be having access to drugs that shouldn't nobody have.
Because
I've never
heard
of
chemistry.
I think Celexa's probably like a depression drug or something. It sounds like one of those commercials you do.
And LSD is acid, right? Acid don't feel like that. That
is
seems
those
like he
glasses
had a, he
on
had
the top of glasses?
Trip.
Like, what's going on?
Yeah, it looked like he had a bad trip.
That looks like that looks like he took the mail envelope and took the address window out and put that over there.
Okay. So that's what that is.
It is a depression medication.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A pill?
Yeah.
Man, that motherfucker focus on the formula for Celexa. God damn. Oh, crystal meth is pretty cool, though.
I was about to say, this is the best ad for crystal meth I've ever seen.
Oh, wow. That's
one
nice.
Meth's come in bumps?
Shit.
Do you sniff meth? How do you do meth?
The fact that y'all can read the green lines is crazy. I can't read none of those. That's why I keep asking you, what does that
Breaking Bad.
I think I'm going blind. I'm definitely going blind. I could be. Looking at this.
But you can't make out the letters though?
A little bit, not too much. Yeah, I see crystal up top. I see meth up top.
Yeah. But the
get
the
to
one
that
bump,
green. Yeah, I can't see that. Oh, I say one bump. Okay.
It's that one bump. Yeah.
I see MP at the end. Okay.
DMT dosage unknown. It's kind of hard to measure that.
He also didn't draw himself. What is that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Man. What
is it? That part is so abstract, but the bottom part is like, wait, what?
It says geometric fire, throw off of orb major, forming the space of view. I know that makes no sense, but that's
yeah.
This is him, right? This is his head, this is his eyes, and this is what he's viewing the world in.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
And then.
I thought that was the brain.
Head, this is his head.
Mm-hmm.
This is open space. This is the orb major. And then this is a single orb. And then he says, this is out of view.
Hmm.
So I think he zoomed in on himself and his self. It says three times more.
That must have been after, because you see how it says during and after? I'm assuming the top part was during, right. When it was tripping. And then after he tried to explain it. Oh, shit. Nigga, that's what heroin looks like? That's what fucking Miles Davis was performing?
That is a bird, an elephant, and then his face.
Jesus Christ.
Melting.
I thought heroin was amazing. Based on how like it looked like when they nodding off and the music they be making, I thought it would look more like hash.
I don't like how they do it, though. They got to wrap your arm up. And,
it's a lot. Honestly. You got to commit to it.
Yeah,
you got to commit to heroin.
The presentation is crazy.
Yeah,
I couldn't imagine pulling that out at a party. Right.
I can't. Yeah, walking around with a kit is a lot.
Right,
for a
like Ray Charles.
We got kits.
Shoot
we
between
like,
his
we
toes.
Got, we yeah, got kits.
Huh?
We got kits.
Yeah, but you usually keep the
you can open that up in public. And you can open that up in public.
Heroin, you be going to like different drug houses and shit like that. You got to be responsible with the kit and keep it up and get clean needles. You should. I would imagine.
So crystal meth, the ways you can consume it are smoking it, you can snort it.
Oh, shit.
You can also inject it. And there's also pills that contain it.
Oh, yeah, like speed, right?
It says methamphetamine pills, so I would
assume
so.
Yeah, you can shoot
it from all these drugs.
It's an acting way to use it. It takes 15 to 20 minutes when you take a pill, but yes, often called speed.
So out of all those drugs, how many have y'all had?
Go back up.
Right, start counting.
Let's start.
I'm gonna be 1,000% honest. Okay. Are we counting up to down? Mm-hmm. All right, I've done LSD.
I've done
hash, I guess.
Hash,
I've never directly done it, but it's been wrapped in some stuff. Done bath salts.
Volume sounds familiar.
Volume is like what people used to calm down with. I think maybe he got admitted to the hospital and they gave him.
Damn, everybody's okay with me doing bath salts? That's crazy.
No, oh, I know that? You ain't doing no bath salts.
Okay,
you
sure.
Just said you ain't do bath salts
nobody,
when we got to that.
Nobody was in an uproar.
marijuana,
alcohol.
Yeah.
I've tried cocaine. I've never done nitrous.
Never tried.
I'm not a dentist, so I'm sure you have.
Oh, shit. Damn, yeah. I probably did feel like that. Huh?
Well, I never did the nitrous oxide. I've only had like the numbing.
The numbing.
Yeah, just that. I've never had to
just
put that there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I never did the nitrous. I would like if I got all my teeth fixed at once, I want the nitrous. Put me out. I'm gonna just nest like all this shit out at once.
I've done four.
Your wisdom teeth? Nah, wisdom teeth. They just numbed me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they numbed me too for the wisdom teeth.
I feel like the first drawing is accurate for most of these that I've done. I feel like you feel like that first one on all of them. Yeah, that's weed to me. Marijuana, I've never felt like that.
Right. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's different.
Are you a sativa or indica guy?
I try to stay in hybrid, but if I do one, it depends. Because I think that it sucks. No one tells you that there's a terrible version of both. Sativa sounds like it's better because it's creative, but then you could overthink and ruin everything.
Night. Yeah, I definitely freak
and
out.
Then indica can fuck up, and you can just be melted into the couch. So I think a hybrid is good, and then I'll purposely go in a weed shop and look at the percentages now and make sure it's like in
what
the
do
20s.
You say?
20s.
Mid or high 20s?
I would love low 20s.
Like 22?
But if it's like 29, I'm good because
shit.
God.
Damn.
Well, the thing is that I started the delivery company I was using went under, and then I had to do another one that only did this shit called 40s. Mm. And the reason why it was called that is because the THC level was in the 40s. And it was terrible. I stopped smoking after that. Shit. Like, I was just literally, like, going to sleep, and it was just way too much. And then I was like, you know what? I'm smoking Reggie. I'm not 20 anymore. Before, it was like, yeah, gas. What's the strongest shit? I'm trying to get hot. But now it's just like, I just want a little bit.
Yeah.
I'll do...
That was
kind of, I mean, I think anytime you grow it yourself, it's a little strong. Mm. It was good, though. But now it's like, it's not just how strong it is, it's how much I do. So I'll just do a couple puffs and I'll be good.
So I have a question for you guys, because there's some things up here that I know some people in this room have probably tried, which would be mushrooms.
Yeah.
Maybe something like Molly.
Yeah.
Molly fall in the line with ecstasy and stuff?
Yes and no.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there are similar components. Ecstasy is the dirtier drug. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. The Molly is supposed to be more pure.
You got meth in there, right?
What do you think your picture would be if you were on mushrooms then? How would your self-portrait be? Mm. Colorful?
Nigga, mushrooms is the marijuana one.
Marijuana? Yeah, yeah. I would put mushrooms over
Molly
there.
Molly is the nitrous oxide one.
Yeah, 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 for sure.
Yeah, that's Molly.
Also, though, like, go down real quick.
That nigga drank too much. That's crazy. That's chaotic.
My DMT experience was more like, did y'all see the movie Lucy with, was it Scarlett Johansson? How's that Scarlett?
I think I did see that. When she was on the walls and shit like that.
Yeah,
or
when she had the little blue stuff inside of her. Yeah, and it made her have, full capacity of her brain. Mm-hmm. At the end, when she was like going through time and she was seeing all this stuff, that's what the DMT felt like for me. Mm-hmm. It was just like going through time and space and seeing ancestors and colors and stuff like that. Mushrooms, for me, it was like when it kicked in, I started seeing hieroglyphics like on the ground and in the wall.
Shit. Right.
And then
what color were they?
It was just like the design of them, like just like the outline of them. So not colored so in, like just like
what you were seeing was warped into hieroglyphics. It's not like
So like if I'm looking at this, you see these the wood and how it's different colors.
Yeah, the lines
like,
would come out to
those
you.
Those would come out. They would stand out in hieroglyphics. And then it went from that, like being objects and shapes, to like now this would be moving. Mm-hmm. So like these would be moving this way and that way and stuff like that. And I looked at the ground and ground was doing it like that too. So it's kind of like a Jamiroquai video. This is the return. And then from there, it's just like stuff started melting. Mm. So like that was the progression for the mushrooms for me. And then it kind of balanced it out. So like when I tried it the second time, I like tried to set the environment, have music going, have cartoons playing. So it was just like a positive environment. But
yeah, you got to shape your own environment. It can go crazy. Like the first person who ever said they did acid to me said the floor opened and it was fire. So they were in the corner all night trying not to fall into the hole. Yeah. And then the second time they did it, they talked to Bugs Bunny all night. So I was like, I absolutely don't want to ever do that.
But drastic different things.
Someone told me this crazy thing to do. It sounded wild, but I did it, and I was like, "Holy shit!" when you're on mushrooms or LSD, if you go to a place where there's stars and listen to classical music, it's literally mind bending. It's nuts. I don't know if you guys have ever done that. Mushrooms or LSD, yeah. Okay. Classical music and just like if there's a crazy place for stargazing, just get like a chair and a JBL speaker. It is life changing.
Wow.
Classical.
I tried
so
ketamine
dope.
For the first time.
What is it?
Ketamine.
How do you do that?
Yeah, that was cool. It was like a little piece of
special
like
K, right?
Like a crack rock. And you put it under your tongue and it melts. Yeah. You let it dissolve under your tongue.
What is it?
What
is it? Is it more like weed or what is it like?
No, somebody said it's a horse tranquilizer.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah.
And it didn't go to sleep?
No,
it
didn't go to sleep. No. Nah.
Some people knock out.
They probably knock them out. Yeah.
Horses.
Knock me out, though. Yeah. They knock me out. I was up.
You're a big guy.
Yeah, I am. I'm like a horse size, I guess.
You should have took two crack rocks.
It should have worked. Two
crack rocks.
A horse tranquilizer should work on us, theoretically.
No, that's why my shirt was off. Yeah.
What did it feel like and what did you do that night?
If I was happy as hell for some reason, man. I was just happy. Like, that's why I guess I took my shirt off. I'm jumping up and down.
You had energy?
I had a lot of energy.
Was this Mykonos?
Yeah, it was Mykonos. Yeah, it was Mykonos. Wow. So first when you do it, it hits you like, whoa. You get a little dizzy a little bit. Oh, let me sit down. Uh-huh. And then after that little dizziness go away, you just up and you at it.
So you was like, were you with somebody that had tried it before? Yeah, and that's why you weren't nervous?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I was with somebody.
I thought you was just winging it. I was no, wild.
Only thing I ever winged was a Molly. Girl gave it to me. I didn't know what was going on. She's like, you don't do drugs? Oh, it was good. It was good.
That's a wild statement. You don't do drugs?
Nah, I don't do drugs. Oh, just try one of these.
If you're gonna wing anything.
Yeah.
Molly's probably the one.
Yeah, that was the one. But it makes you shit, don't it? Don't it makes you shit when you come off it?
All of these do.
Yeah. Oh, all of them do? Okay.
Mushrooms definitely make you shit. Molly make you shit. If you eat something right before or right after, yeah, it's going to purge you.
I was like, wow.
And then you won't be hungry for a while.
Yeah. I don't think I ate damn near the whole day. I was up all morning.
Sweating?
I don't think I went to sleep till like 12, 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And see, that's what it was. The first and only time I tried ecstasy, I was up for 36 hours. Could not go to sleep.
Damn.
Could not go to sleep. I was like, never again.
Oh, yeah, because ecstasy is cut with like meth and
everything.
Other stuff.
Mm, yeah, it's a lot of stuff in there. Yeah.
I was in the bed dancing. My feet was doing this. But I'm still up here, but the feet just... I'm trying to go to sleep.
I think we was in Vegas. We left the strip club like 3-4 in the morning. I was up. It was like 10. We said, hey, let's go back to the strip club. We went back to the strip club.
At 10 a.m.? At
10 a.m.
Yeah. Oh,
what was the day shift like?
It was still going on.
No, I was about to say, it's probably the same niggas working there. Like, what's up? What's up? What's up?
I was asking with the quality of the dancers and the day shift.
It was tired. It looked tired. Shit was about to be over. It was some of the same ones. I said, you need to go home. They need to get a new shift in there. She was tired.
Y'all didn't even get like a nap in.
Nah, we got a nap in after we left there. I was sitting around 1 o'clock. I was like, wow, jeez. Yeah, that's went back to the strip club.
Body ain't meant to do that.
Because it was 10 in the morning, wasn't nothing else to do. It was like, yo, what can we do right now?
I didn't think, that's why I've never done lean. It's because like, the tranquilizers, either. All those stuff that all are that like supposed to put you to sleep, I didn't think you would get energy off of it.
Yeah, I got energy off of mine. Maybe it's because it was that with the Molly too. It was a combination.
Tranquilizer and Molly?
Yeah, I had both.
Oh, you got it the same night?
Yeah.
Nigga.
And they said you're not supposed to do ketamine with alcohol. They said that, and I was drinking.
They say you're not supposed to do either. They're not getting.
Yeah, I
you
did it all.
Should do these two.
Yeah, I did it all. I did it all. Yeah.
That's crazy.
So maybe that's what it was. It was the concoction. That's what it was. It was the concoction of all the stuff. That's what made me excited.
Because you're talking about classical music and how you know it was under the stars, so I thought this might.
Oh, okay.
The cows thing. Oh yeah.
Okay. Study shows cows hate country music and listening to it makes them produce less milk.
Wow.
Research indicates that music tempo and genre can influence dairy cows' milk production. Slow, soothing music such as classical pieces has been associated with increased milk yield, likely due to its calming effect on cows. Conversely, fast-paced music genres, including certain types of country and rock music, may induce stress in cows, leading to decreased milk production.
I thought country music was written for cows. It just seems like the perfect background music.
It does. It does.
I wonder how they didn't try rap.
Shit.
Now you're going to have killer cows. Yep.
Tainted milk. I will say, I do like those videos where it'd be like a guitarist or somebody with like a flute, some type of instrument, and they go up to like a pasture and start playing and all the cows come up and start listening. I'll be like, oh, okay, they fuck with music.
But don't they do that for like chicken or something? What type of meat they do? They play good music for it so food
the meat
is
better?
Meat is better. I did hear something like that.
I think that's the Wagyu, right?
I think that's what it is.
They're like, they take care of these cows.
They massage them and everything. Yeah.
All the grass is specifically picked for them.
Yep.
That's crazy.
What is the Wagyu A5?
Yeah, Wagyu.
Yeah, those cows get treated like royalty. Yeah,
like
they probably don't know they're going to be killed.
They also don't know probably how good they have it.
Yeah. They probably do.
Their meat is riddled with fat. So, I mean, for their health, it's probably not great.
No, but I mean, for them, that's
these
probably feels
better. These
niggas
ain't running no marathon, though. They ain't doing nothing but getting up, eating grass, and laying down.
Muscles are riddled with fat.
That means you had a better life.
I would imagine a lot of kings.
You see fat niggas.
Kings
in the food part, in the food segment of their life, they're chilling. They're eating the best stuff.
Nothing but mead and good.
If you
good
just give
meat.
Them a trough of grass and all this stuff, and they just got nothing but lean meat, yeah, they're healthy. But did they enjoy the food?
Mm.
You know,
they die early, but they live great.
Oh, I would love to be a Wagyu cow. That sounds great. They probably don't even know they're going to be killed. they probably don't know that's happening. Yeah, they're probably just like, damn, all them other cows is getting killed off.
Hey, what happened to Terrence?
They get manicures and shit. Damn, what happened to Terrence?
You got killed.
I was about to make a bad joke, but I'm going to chill. This reminds me of slavery a little bit. This is the in-house cows.
Oh, shit. Still nigga.
I'm sorry.
Still nigga.
You're still dying, my nigga. You're still dying, my nigga.
But I'm OJ.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Jesus, damn. That's tough.
What do we got? Women's self-defense gloves. What is that about?
Yeah.
This is interesting because it's like, how is this different than men's?
Oh, they got
nails.
A woman's glove from the 1850s in London used for self-defense. This is straight out of Catwoman episode of Batman right here.
I mean, Jack the Ripper was around just killing women every night. Yo, so listen, I believe this.
Yeah, they should have had this. This is crazy, and this should actually be popping today, though. Do you keep them then, though? Like, what? When you're not wearing them, like as a case? Try to put them on. Imagine trying to put it on. You do this right here and cut your eyes out. Because you know we good for like full of something down with our teeth. Scrape your forehead.
Can't put it in a designer purse either.
Can't shake nobody's hand when you got it on.
I mean, who's the... stop a man from putting their hand in this. I could use this.
That's where you went? I don't like that it's just
well,
a woman.
Well, imagine a woman, somebody jumps out of a shadow and a woman puts this on and the nigga has these on.
Those are the T'Challa 3s.
Damn, these do look like Black Panther gloves.
And boy was like, cling!
That's crazy. I mean, honestly, like that... I mean, that should work. It's kind of like when women put the keys in between each finger and do the Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. 1850s London had to be a scary ass place for them to sell these.
You know, that were people that actually walked around and lit those lamps at night, the street lamps at night. Like, that was like a street crew that did that.
Oh, wow.
I actually never thought about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. They did that. And it was like before there was like proper police, they had these lookout.
Were they
points.
Candles in them?
It was gas. It was like the oil burner was.
Okay.
Learn something new every day.
Yeah, man. Learn something new every day. What is this? Detachable penis. Okay, I was actually waiting for this one. I was like, what the hell could this be about?
Some species of nautilus have a detachable penis that can swim on its own. And will send its penis on a death mission to procreate.
Niggas is Uber Eats. They're like Uber eating they penis somewhere else.
They put the penis in the Uber.
You just make it swim somewhere and get
the
some
detachable
badge by itself?
Penis of some deep sea
cephalopods.
Cephalopods. Like the
That's a word right
Argonauta.
There.
A close relative to the Nautilus. And not the Nautilus itself. Is actually a specialized arm called a
Hectocotylus?
Hectocotylus? When mating, the male ejects this arm, which is packed with sperm, and it swims independently toward the female. It moves using muscular contractions and sometimes small fin-like motions, guided chemically or instinctively toward the female. Smell the pussy. Once there, it delivers the sperm and sometimes embeds itself in the female's body. Damn.
Embeds?
Yeah.
I'm staying. I'm staying in here.
Homosexual. This bizarre method evolved to deal with... the challenges of finding a mate in deep open waters.
You know how fed up these niggas must have been to just send their penis out?
Bro,
I can't stand these hoes, man.
You know, it had been going on for the just body go. To evolve Whoa. To this part right here.
I'm tired of talking to me.
Niggas ripping their dicks off and throwing Hail Marys across the ocean.
Now, if the dick could find its own pussy, I'm down.
Yeah.
But if it's pussy I was about to get anyways, I'm staying attached. Why the fuck would I? That's crazy.
It's
I want to see.
Be just for procreation because it's like, well, I mean,
I
us
see.
And dolphins are the only ones that have sex for
Can you
pleasure.
Still feel the pleasure?
I was just about to say, if the feeling is like Bluetoothed back
right,
to you,
that's
would
what I'm
you
saying.
That'd be crazy. That'd be crazy.
Oh,
great.
Yeah, I would definitely do
would
it.
Would you just stay at the crib doing your
yeah,
own thing?
Yeah, while I'm playing the game. Oh, it felt something. Ooh. There we go. I knew it was going to be good.
He did it.
Hey.
He got it. I was rooting for him.
You try to get him to come back. No, don't get her pregnant, though. Come back.
Damn. But imagine you send him off and he's weak. Like he lasts like a couple minutes or he don't really put it down.
Call. Go you get a phone damn, call. Put it down.
That was quick. What happened?
I was bad?
Yeah, he do that sometimes. It was a long rock. It was a long swim.
That's funny.
What's that next one right there? What do we got on this one right here? Oh, these are the frogs right here. Oh, yeah, I read this right here. All right. In July 2019, a pair of frogs were ceremonially... Hold on a second. Let me catch my breath.
There you go. Go ahead.
Ceremonially.
There you go.
Married. Don't.
There you go. Come on now.
Ceremonially?
Yeah, monioli, but ceremonially. Come on.
Ceremonioli.
Come on now.
Oh, it's like aioli with ceremony.
There you go.
Ceremonioli.
In 2019, during the ceremony, two frogs married in a drought hit
Bopau
as part of the traditional ritual.
Let's just scrap this story.
Intended to. Hey, two frogs got married in a ceremony.
Oh, come on, man.
In India.
Oh, wow.
As a offering to the Hindu god of rain,
okay,
and bring much needed rainfall to the region. However, following the unexpected rainfall, the frogs were symbolically divorced in an attempt to halt the downpour.
Because
by September 2019, Madhya Pradesh had received 26% more rainfall than usual, leading to flood-like conditions across much of the state. On one occasion, rainfall in Bhopal nearly broke a 13-year record for the highest single-day precipitation.
Was this one of the biblical plagues?
No, it was raining frogs.
There was no flood?
The flood was the flood.
This just sounds like a collab. The frogs and the flood. The frogs and the flood. Niggas asked the wrong gods.
Niggas married the frogs. They were like, oh, this is way too much. They had to keep up with them. Was like, yeah, let's go ahead and divorce these frogs, put them in different tanks.
I mean, if you were the god of rain, you ain't worried about flood. You like, I'm about to do my shit, you know? And they just, I guess they asked for too much. I mean, I'm not here to judge the Indians.
Yeah, I gotta go to the end of the month, so I ain't gonna say nothing.
They asked the god of rain for rain, and they got hella rain.
Hopefully, the ceremonies is done by the time I get out there.
What part of India you going to?
Delhi.
Oh, Delhi. How long you staying there?
2 days.
Is this your first time?
First time.
Is it for sure? Just
for sure.
Damn.
Yeah.
It was a private gig, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. No, it's cat. They booked them so. He's like, yeah, come on, man. I said, I don't really want to go there. He said, then from there, we'll go to Saudi Arabia. I said, yeah, it's getting worse. It's not getting better.
Bring some frogs.
Where was your favorite place to tour that was unexpectedly a great time?
New Zealand.
Really?
New Zealand was a great time. And Australia, too. I give it
really?
To
what part of Australia?
Island off of?
New Zealand? Okay. Yeah, it's like the island off of that. Because we always go to New Zealand, then go straight to Australia from there. Australia, I'm going to say... Brisbane. Brisbane is good. Sydney is good. It's another one. Perth. That's the one.
That's the one?
It's Perth.
You had a good time there?
Oh, my God.
So it was the women?
The women. Oh, my God. Perth. Shouts out to Perth, man. Woo. Don't get me wrong. Brisbane, Sydney, and there was another place we visited, too. But Perth.
So wait. How much
they
of
love
the,
black men out there?
How much of the you loving a city has to do with
95%?
95%. I'm a father be food.
Even if the food was fire, the city was fire, the people were nice. All that was great. It's not really a good.
So basically, you shouting out Columbia, South Carolina. So Columbia, South Carolina, the women is not all that great. Shouts out to them though. They're not all that great. The food is good though.
Columbia
is
smaller.
And it's small too.
The experience in terms of just you being in the city was amazing.
Yeah.
But the women weren't that great.
Yeah. They
so how would you grade that place?
It's pretty low. It's pretty low. So, how many states have we got in this country? And Columbia is a city, right? Woo! It's going to be bad.
So the women fucking with you is almost exclusively...
It's not even fucking with me. They could be pretty and look at me like, ew, you ugly as hell. Long as you pretty, I'm having a good time. Toronto. Shouts out to Toronto. Canada got them.
Canada got them.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. They ain't involved. They fucking with me. I just want to see it. You know? I just want to be around it. That's all.
Yeah, the energy.
Yeah, I could be around 5 pretty women. Don't even try to talk to them. It's just like, hey, how you doing today? You had a good day?
You're probably going to love India.
India?
Yeah.
It's beautiful out there.
I'm not saying like.
I talked to an Indian. Uh-huh. Well, that sounded kind of like racist a little bit. I talked to a young woman that was from India.
I think that's.
I talked to a young woman just in case, just because
I'm on my ear. Yeah,
I talked to an Indian.
Wait, is that correct? Did I do that right?
I talked to an Indian.
Who should I talk to?
But she was like, don't expect them to look like me. I said, damn.
Damn.
Because she was from the south side. She said, don't expect on the north side to look like me, like her, because she's very pretty. Yeah, she's like, don't go over there expecting them to see them looking like me. I'm like, for real? She's like, yeah. She's like, yeah, but that's the north side. The south side is good. And she also said it stinks up there. I didn't say it. She said it.
Oh.
She said it stinks up there. I said,
like,
wow.
Like a self-hating.
Yeah, it could be. It could be.
I ain't never heard that. Yeah, don't expect them to look like me. It's crazy.
Don't want to see them. She's fine.
Not even
though.
Like.
I'm going
to
show her.
Not even
fine.
Like, don't expect them to be bad. Like, don't expect them to look like me. And she's from.
That's what I said. Humble yourself.
She's from what part of India?
The South Park. Said the South. I forgot the city okay. though. The country.
Where's Mia Khalifa from?
That's what we need to do. Let's search that.
let's find the hot spots.
What's up right here though? She is fine as hell. Jesus Christ.
Did you make it out there?
I'm on my way.
You should go.
Yeah, I'm on my way. She's beautiful though.
All right, so Southern India is
that's where it's at. That's where it's at.
That's one of the spots. That's dope. I've never. Where is the Taj Mahal from?
Taj Mahal.
Is that northern? Because I hear everyone I know who went to the Taj Mahal.
Yeah.
They say that the place is insanely beautiful, mm-hmm. but like. The area it's in, it's literally like you're looking at a wonder of the world, and then you cross the street and it's just like the craziest poverty you've ever seen in your. It's like a lot. It's really. Is that how the pyramids are?
That's what I heard.
I heard it's real dirty around there. Mm-hmm. Like you go see it, but then
But it's also like a city, like right there.
It's called Trash City.
Oh,
that's what it's called?
There's a place that's nicknamed Trash City where there's like a bunch of trash. It's really crazy. It's like literally like people living within. Wow. But I mean, it's not necessarily next. It's just near the Giza. Put Egyptian Trash City. Maybe the real name will pop up, and it's just gonna seem
racist. Right. That was racist right there.
I know what that is. Look up Egypt ass trash.
Okay, I'm sorry. Garbage City. Thank Jesus.
Right. I'll show Pat. That's the Indian, right?
It's called Garbage City. Thank Jesus. Fine, if it wasn't called Trash City, I would have been done with.
Boy. Okay, there we go. Garbage City. There we go.
Okay, so that's.
Damn. I was in Cairo. Wow.
That's insane.
That is crazy.
Why can't it go somewhere? it's like straight up on the balconies of apartments.
Yeah.
I've seen pictures of Cairo. I've never seen these pictures.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, they want to get people there.
it's like what they say about
just
like
we
Jamaica. Like,
well,
once you get the pictures of Jamaica, I got to go. And when you get there, I'm never coming back here.
For real?
Jamaica? Oh, my goodness.
What part
did I go?
You probably see, you a wild nigga. You probably went to Kingston. I would never go to Kingston.
I don't think it was Kingston. Was it Kingston? No.
Is it Montego Bay?
I think it was Montego Bay.
Is that a vacation spot?
It was a vacation spot. Yeah. Vacation spot.
It wasn't nice?
It was one nice off the. It wasn't nice off the resorts. It was a little grungy.
Oh, you don't do that.
Yeah, off the resorts.
Unless you're going straight to like the waterfall or the mud thing. Right. Yeah.
But they were saying to go to the city and party with the people. So I said, all right, come on. And everybody was selling weed. Everybody.
They say that in every country. I feel like they said that in Mexico.
Oh, for real?
I did not take a step off of the resort. They're like, yeah, just go. It's 1 a.m. Find your own stuff in a foreign country. No. I'm not saying this is just about Mexico. I'm just saying at any foreign.
The resorts we've been to, they sell weed on the resort. Or people walk on the beach and sell the shit too.
I'm not taking this. Yeah,
I
took one. He took it out of the sock, but I took it. I said, fuck it, let's go. I gotta get the culture.
You a wild nigga, bro.
Is that when you did the tranquilizer? Is that the night you did all that shit?
Wilding in Mykonos, bro. Jesus Christ, this is supposed to be a family vacation. This nigga shirt off.
Sounds like you travel with a fun group though.
Yeah. It was like 90 of us in Mykonos.
What?
90 people. 90 people.
I don't know 90 people 90 that can people. Afford to go to Mykonos.
I didn't know all 90, okay. But you know, all
right.
It was 10 of us, and then one of the 10 got like a poker family. Uh-huh. It was like 30 of them, and then they invite everybody, and you go up to like 90 something people.
Yeah. But that was still your group.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
y'all moved together too?
Not all 90, but we met at certain places. Mm-hmm. At certain places that held all the tables. Like they ran out a whole restaurant. It was some rich guys too. Ran out a whole restaurant. Like I met the owner of DoorDash. Shouts out to him.
What the yeah. fuck?
That the
yeah.
fuck?
Yeah,
what
I met the owner. Fuck? Yeah, yeah.
Is he a billionaire?
Yeah, yeah. I was trying to get
a deal?
The codes. Yeah, like yeah, something. Yeah,
yeah. Codes. Yeah. He's not a deal.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to get codes.
Let me get
for the
a
food.
Code.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just saying. Like, give me something.
Come on, man.
50% off everything.
Yeah, everything, bro.
I know you got it.
Yeah. Come on now.
Party as hard as Spank did when you were in Greece.
What did you take?
I took the Molly's. Nope. I took the ketamine.
Immediately not. Immediately not.
Shirt off moments.
What part of Greece you want? You went to?
I don't even. I went to. I started in Athens. Mm-hmm. Then I went to nice. Santorini, which was
beautiful.
It's beautiful only where they photograph.
Oh, the white part, the white buildings
the blue,
and all that. Yeah,
the blue tops.
Yeah.
The blue tops. Everywhere else is and like desolate, low key.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The first night we were putting like this hotel that had like ants and stuff, so mm-hmm. we dipped and we went to Santorini and it was like holy shit. But that's like a very small part of the island.
Yeah.
Then Mykonos.
Okay.
And then shoot. There was one other place. We went to Porto Rafti also.
Porto Rafti, okay.
It's kind of tucked off. It's mm-hmm. like an hour or so away from Athens. There was one more island. What's the three popular islands? It's Santorini, Mykonos, and something else.
It is one more. I don't know Santorini totally and Mykonos, forget. I think, though.
I totally forgot, but those are the...
Rick Ross talked about Santorini, Greece. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Santorini, Mykonos, and Crete?
Crete? No, I don't think it was
Crete.
Wasn't Crete? Okay.
Shit, did I not... Go.
Am I lying to y'all right now?
Is it Balos? Where's Babylos or something?
I'm not gonna lie. I don't Pitlos? Recognize any of these.
Yeah, me neither.
Maybe we just went to the two. I could have sworn there was a third one, but I really only remember Santorini for that one area, and then Mykonos just seems like a party island.
They said Athens is dope for like the buildings and stuff like that. It's
for real, the historical stuff, yeah. But honestly, it was my least favorite part.
It was
of favorite, Greece.
It was?
Yeah,
oh, wow.
yeah. It was dope though.
Yeah,
was see Crete? Like Zeus and
not
shit.
Crete, but Rhodes wasn't Rhodes.
No, mm. Nah, it wasn't any of those.
Okay, mainland cities. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. My bad.
Delphi.
Looks, I don't know. I don't want to say the wrong thing.
Yeah.
But, right. Somebody gonna be in that chat and they gonna be mad at you.
What'd you do in Mykonos?
Mykonos, just partied. We just partied. That was it. Pool parties during the day, and then at night we went to the clubs. It was fun times, man. All I like to do is party. I
just
like,
likes partying.
Yeah, I'm not with the whole looking at like we had a segment on our show called Who's the Dumbest, right? And I will always lose. I will always lose. I will admit to that because I didn't give two shits.
You'll lose by winning, though.
Yeah, yeah, basically.
It was the dumbest.
It was just stuff I didn't really care about, like the pizza building. Was it? They said the Leaning Tower pizza. What's the name of the Leaning Tower? I said I don't give a fuck. They said Spank, you've been there. I don't care. Pizza. I said, oh yeah, it was leaning when I went. It was leaning when I went.
Does the group go like to see these things and you just don't care?
No, they do. I'd be with them. Oh, okay. I'd be on my phone. Probably or looking at women like, hey, she cute like that. Nigga, look at the building. Fuck the building. Look at her. Shit. Let's invite her out tonight, y'all. Come on.
Sounds like a great time.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
There's honestly, there's different types of vacation based on who you go with.
That's true.
You know what
too.
I mean?
That's
like
true.
You might go to a place to experience like the beauty of the city and stuff like that.
Yeah, when I go
and
with
then
my
other
lady.
Times it just be like turned up shit.
When
like
I go,
that.
With, my when I go with my lady. Yeah. Oh, that's a nice fucking building right there. That's beautiful. Look at her. Hey girl, pay attention and look at this building right here. We spent a lot of money. You better learn this shit. It was built in 1845, okay? Yes.
It's gonna be a test on this plane right home. See if I spent my money correctly.
It's gonna be a test on the plane right home.
Here's your Scantron.
We'll make sure I ain't wasting my money. So when we get home and you talk to your parents, you don't know everything that you learned when you came out here.
Honestly, when you travel with your boys, this is exactly who you want to go. Yeah. This nigga's taking crack rocks out of random nigga's socks on the resort and being like, fuck it. Getting hoes.
Let's do it. Come on, let's do it.
Hey, yo.
We had a party.
That's wild.
That's fire.
So I had real Jamaican weed before. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
What's the best part of Europe that you guys have been in, from your standards? You UK, said New, man. New Zealand. You said
New Zealand was dope.
That was that's Australia, right?
Yeah, basically. Huh? New Zealand is New Zealand. It's close
but
to
it's
Australia.
Over by Australia, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's not Europe.
No. Yeah, it's not Europe. Yeah. Amsterdam.
You like Amsterdam?
Amsterdam was good.
Yeah, Amsterdam was fine.
London is fine.
Did you go to Rotterdam?
I didn't go to Rotterdam.
Rotterdam is like Amsterdam if everybody shopped at Zara.
Mm. Okay. I got that.
They just look nicer? Like they're dressed nicer?
Yeah, it's just like it's just like a little more chic.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but not as like not as popping as Amsterdam. Amsterdam is the party city.
It's the party city, yeah. But they don't go far. They just throw on anything and just go out. Yeah, they sweat suits, everything out there.
And then Eindhoven is like an hour and a half away from Amsterdam, but it's like it's more of like a family city.
Okay.
Like family oriented city.
Okay.
But it still was popping too. They had some nice places. That's where I was staying. I was just there like 3 weeks ago. Like
okay.
In March, yeah.
So if the food was trash in a new city, but the women were beautiful, you would still have a great time?
Yeah.
I think food might be number one for me.
Yeah, Amsterdam.
Like, even if it was a shitty looking place, but the food was amazing, I would still.
I don't like the food in London.
Yeah, London.
I hear that.
Yeah.
I don't like the food
so
in London.
So Amsterdam doesn't have a lot of traditional types
meals
of food
stuff,
or style of food.
Don't.
Their traditional foods are typically cooked in homes. Mm-hmm. They don't have restaurants with like an Amsterdam traditional cuisine. Yeah. They just do all the cuisine of the world and, you know, surrounding country, but they don't really sell their traditional food in restaurants.
You have to get it from like somebody auntie.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
My friends be hating me. I be going like to McDonald's and KFC when I'm over.
If you hungry, go with what you know.
That's what I be doing.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
yeah,
I just found that out this year.
Did I talk to you about that? I was definitely here, but we were talking about how McDonald's has like specific like foods based on where you are, like what country you're at.
Yeah. The one in Japan and China, that food is way crazy. That's the first place I had the shrimp burger. When I went to Japan and South Korea, it had a shrimp patty. Mm. It was like a deep fried shrimp.
It was good?
Right. Yeah. In
China, did you?
They have pineapple pies at McDonald's instead of apple pies, and they have taro pies.
That's crazy. I met somebody who said they specifically have to go to the McDonald's in each country. That's part of their thing. But to me, it was like I would avoid that.
Yeah.
Have you guys tried like the normal stuff, not like the country specific stuff, but the normal McDonald's items? Are those better too?
Yeah.
I did the KFC in Beijing. I would go get because the corn in China was different. They would sell it on the street, and they sell sweet potatoes, everything on the street. But the corn they sell wasn't the sweet like yellow corn like we have here. So I would go to KFC to get the regular. Corn that I was used to.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just when I was in Amsterdam, I tried the McDonald's. I got what did I get? I think I got a grilled chicken sandwich that was pretty good.
They call it. They got different names for them though.
Yeah,
they got different names for them.
They actually had one called
the Amsterdam.
It's not like a quarter pounder. No, they call it something else or something.
Yeah, it was like an Amsterdam something. It was named after that. Mm. It was a weird time, man. But it was cool.
Cool. What's y'all like travel must like you're in a new city the like things you must do in each
I like each going shopping man I like seeing what the fashion's like
I like that
like how accessible shoes that are on StockX and stuff like that how accessible they are there
mm-hmm.
And then food like I like you know, like trying out some of the food the local food but if it gets too weird, it's like a whole lot of seafood nah man let's find the McDonald's real quick man Subway
definitely shopping. Yeah, and then go to the nightclubs. I want to see how, with the music, like so. In a way, I do get with the culture because I do like the music and stuff like that. But I'm definitely in the club looking for the pretty woman too.
This is the McCrispy meet the old Amsterdam. Mm. So this is that, and then they had
very cheesy cheese.
Yeah, they call them different names.
Very cheesy cheeseburger.
Then they got meatless stuff, which is just like the chicken and the fish stuff. But they also had like the vegan. They had a lot. Actually, they had a surprisingly big.
Those burgers aren't vegan. Have no meat in them.
No. So that was like. That's probably the meatless burger. That's the McPlant. It's actually what it says.
Wow.
And then the veggie McWrap, sweet chili. So they got the meatless chicken and the meatless burgers.
We be swearing we have the best shit here till we travel.
Oh, we absolutely do.
No, for sure.
Huh?
Was it Cyprus that you went to? I just saw a McDonald's. In Greece.
In Greece, Cyprus?
Cyprus, the place?
The island? No.
Yeah,
No. And I didn't go to a McDonald's.
Man, they had veggie nuggets and a chili chicken sandwich. They was going crazy in this McDonald's right here, boy.
I'm gonna start doing that.
Yeah, man. See all the different stuff, the meatless and fish.
I do like going to like clubs in other places because like I went to a club in Colombia and there was like a DJ spinning nothing but like Colombian house music. It was wild. But everybody I was with like wasn't with it. All right. But I was just like, oh, this is interesting.
So Spang, we about to get up out of here, man. What you got coming up that people should look out for? Where can they find it at? And what city you going to be in? So they can try to pull a party with you, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I ain't got shit going on, man. I'm just going to be in the house for the rest of my life from now on. I'm done. Y'all made me feel bad up here, man. You know what I mean? For taking drugs, for partying with women.
I'm joking.
No, man, yes, you can see me on the Underground Lounge, man. Me and my co-host Lou Williams. It's like a comedy sports podcast. We try to mesh something different because he ain't want to just talk about basketball and I ain't just want to talk about comedy. So we just came together. We've been knowing each other for over 20 years, so we've been cool for a long time. And we really got close when he was playing for the Clippers. He was living in LA. I was living in LA. That's when we really got close.
It's a fire show, bro. Yeah, like thank you, man. I appreciate it. You found a great stride with that. Man. See, look, it's a blessing that the show ended because now you can focus.
That's what Sydney said. I'm so glad you got rid of them other niggas. Now you get to shine, bro. You get to shine, bro. You got to chill. Sydney is nuts, man. That's my guy. He's nuts, man. He had text me on the low, y'all. How you feel today? I know you feel better. You ain't no part of that show no more, don't you? I said, yo, you got to stop.
Sydney is a menace, bro. Let us know. People know where they can find you,
but
too,
can check me out on there. Every Wednesday, we drop on YouTube. We got 4 different segments. We drop Sunday, we drop Wednesday, we drop Friday and Saturday.
Damn, wait, 4 segments? Like,
I
thought those were just the same show.
No, so we got the flagship show, the podcast. We drop every Wednesday. It's usually me, Lou, and a guest.
Yeah.
And we got After Hours. It's me, Lou, and a girl named Holly. Okay. Shouts out to Holly. And then we got a segment called Tweets from the Streets. Lou reads my tweets, how crazy they are. And we talk about I'm a little wild on Twitter. Yeah. We talk about my tweets. And then we got To Be Fair, so we give them some sports intellect and knowledge.
Do you guys shoot all these on the same day and then
2 days. 2 days. Tuesday and Wednesday. Tuesday, like yesterday we shot the sports segment and we shot the tweet segment. And today we're gonna do the podcast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
and all those drop every week? 4 things?
Every week, yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, yeah. We try because somebody told us everybody got a podcast and they drop once a week. They say you're gonna go to at least 2 times a week. So we started doing twice a week. Then we're like, well, fuck it, let's just keep going. Lou said, when I'm free, let's do it. I'm free.
So are y'all block shooting? Like, tomorrow when you shoot the actual episode, are you doing more than one episode?
Yeah, doing one on one.
Two and two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure. That's crazy. You can see me on Twitter. X, whatever you call it, Spang Horton, Instagram.
Man, Twitter, man. We still call it Twitter.
Yeah, we call it Twitter, man. Instagram. Fuck you, Ryan, bro. My name is on everything across the board on social media, Spang Horton. I ain't
AKA wild ass nigga from Philly.
Yeah. And hopefully I got some TV stuff coming up soon. We'll see.
Hell yeah, it is, man. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, as always, I'm Tahir Moore.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And we'll see you next time on another episode of Damn, Internet, You Scary.
Let's go.
Peace, guys.
Yeah.
Shit, sound like you need a travel podcast too, bro.